Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, beloved ones, and welcome to the Holistic Ministry Show. I'm Minister James Browning, and we are broadcasting live today from Phoenix, Arizona. Thank God we finally got our temperatures under control there, and we're loving it. But we had a couple of hot days earlier in the part of the week, but it's all good. Everything is going great, and we are feeling wonderful. I don't know about you guys today, but I'm excited. I'm excited because there's a shift and change taking place here in America, and there's new energy coming in, and it is definitely something that's well needed and something that we need to bring about a change. As you can see, many of you who may observe, yesterday people were dancing in the streets and people were happy, and you could tell the difference that a whole shift had taken place because people were just feeling good and happy. And when happy feelings are created, it affects the whole universe. The whole universe felt what was happening yesterday. So we know that it's good, and we know that it's all good as to what's taking place. Now, I know some people who are not too happy about the political situation, but it is what it is, okay? And so, believe me, change is good, and we were due for change. And this is a good change, so it'll all work out. People, it's way beyond the government anyway, okay, beloved ones? This is about a paradigm shift that's taking place, and this is a good thing, okay? So if your person who you favored didn't win, have no fear, because this is just a man-made thing anyway, okay? We are going above this. We are raising into a more spiritual and higher consciousness. So do not be concerning yourself more about that, because the energy is good and everything is happening in divine order as the universe, the creative God, would want it to be, okay, as it would want it to be. We had to go through what we went through for the last couple of years in order to come to where we are today, okay, and this state of mind that we are and to be able to have. We had to have yin and yang, okay? So we had to experience some of the stuff we experienced in order to have this feeling that we're having today. We had to go through some things. And it doesn't mean it's necessarily over, but we do know there's a brighter day coming, and we are excited and feeling very enthused about it. So all is well, beloved ones. You know, it's all about a love thing. So, you know, love will always conquer any other thing. So let not your heart be fearful in any way. Be rejoiced in knowing that God is in charge of the universe and everything is well, very, very well. Well, you know, I want to welcome all my old listeners. Thank you, beloved ones, for coming back, tuning in, and because you keep me going, you keep me encouraged, and you help me to move forward. You know, a couple of weeks ago, we had some technical difficulties with the show. And sometimes you just not know who's listening, but I got such overwhelming response about everybody wanted to make sure that everything was going good and that the show was going to continue. And I'm here to tell you, I am here to do this show as long as the Creator allowed me to have breath in my body to do it, okay? So I understand that it's something that I need to do, and I am just a vessel, beloved ones. Don't get it wrong in any way. I'm a vessel. I open myself up and allow the I Am Presence, the God power, the universal God force to flow through me to be able to bring you a word that I feel that will be encouraging to you and to be able to give you some knowledge and wisdom about how God presented to me, okay? And this is what I do. So, and we are a spiritual-based ministry here, metaphysical teachings, and this is not your traditional type of church. And so I don't want you to get it wrong for all of you who may have tuned in to think that you're going to hear a traditional service. You're not going to hear that here. Okay, we don't apologize for it because that's not the message that we intend to have here. We are based on spirituality, truth, and knowledge of the universe of God. We don't follow any particular religion. We take the best and the highest of all the religions in the world. All religions have some benefits and some teachings that we utilize in our message to be able to bring forward to you, okay? So I have people from all religions listening, Muslims, Christians, Buddhists, Krishnas, You know, everybody, no exception to the rule, okay? So, because we are a spirit-based thing. So if it just relates to your spirit, then you're in the right place to hear the right message for you. You see, it's no coincidence, beloved ones, that you've been in tune to listen to this show today. This is your spirit allow you to come forth and be able to tune in today and listen for your highest good, for what you need as a spirit, not for what anyone else needs, but for what you need. And so stay tuned and open your mind, open your heart, and allow the message to come through, because we have something today that's going to be quite eye-opening for some of you. And it may, for some of you, it may be a shock value, but it's okay, because the truth has come through. And we're going to talk about some things that's going to really kind of be eye-opening for some of you. And it's all good, though, okay? And because today's subject is only true power in the universe is God. And that's the absolute truth, beloved ones. There is no other power in the universe other than the God force that allows it to be, okay? But all of you who have been listening to me for a while know that we're open with a prayer. And by the way, for all you new listeners who have tuned in today for the first time, I am so grateful for you also. And I'm just glad that you came in and glad, hoping you open your mind, open your heart, open your spirit. And I always try to do like a disclaimer for some of my new listeners. And I think I pretty much made that clear to you. We are a spiritual-based ministry here. And we deal with truth and metaphysical teachings here. Okay? But anyway, you know that I like to open up with a prayer, because I do truly believe that the God power that allows me to do this program, I have to give homage and praise to, and to just to ask for the support of that higher power to allow me to be able to bring forth the message to you. So let's begin with a prayer. Father, Mother God, we give gratitude and thanks today. We thank you for allowing us to have another day of life. We thank you, God, for bringing us into this new day, this new shift of energy. We ask you to continuously to guide us and open us up and allow wisdom to flow into our lives like never before, and to give us full understanding and recognition that we are connected to you, God. Just like the waves is in the ocean, you are in us and you are part of us and we are part of you, that we are all connected together on a universal plane. And we just give thanks and honor today and gratefulness, God. We thank you, God, for all the shifts and changes that are taking place on the planet. We thank you for the blessings that has been happening here in America in the last few days. We thank you for all the energy that is flowing, and we thank you for allowing things to turn out in the manner that they did. And we know, God, that you have your hand on this country, and we ask you to continue to bless America, continue to give her strength that allow her to stand up and be a beacon in the world, that allow us to come together and allow us to be able to do what we need to do as a nation, to give us strength so that we can be more productive in everything that we do, and that we can show the compassion and love that this nation really has, that we will continue to grow and be there. So we thank you, God. We thank you even for the contrast. We thank you for the opportunity to have the opportunity to see the difference and make a difference in ourselves and in the world. We see what contrast can look like, and we say thank you, God, for allowing us to have that experience. We thank you, God, for divine health this week for all of those who were blessed and able to make it through the week and with good health and mentally and physically. We give praise for that, and we give gratitude and thanks for your divine protection. And we pray for all the people who have been touched with illness, especially the virus. We pray to God that you keep them, comfort them, and allow them to be able to heal and to have life and have life abundantly, God. You are in charge. This is your universal plan, and you are in charge. So we do not question anything as it is, but we know that you have given man the right and divine energy to help to co-create conditions here on earth. So we ask you, God, that you touch the mind of the scientists, the doctors, the healers, all those who are in charge of the health components on this planet to come together to bring forth and utilize their God-gifted mind to help to bring about a change in his health condition. We pray for that, God. We pray for financial prosperity for all those who are being affected in this situation, that they will foresee and be able to come through and survive this, and still knowing that all is well. Give them the understanding that their prosperity and their abundance do not come from man, but through you, God. That we pray that they will open their minds and their hearts and tune themselves into the higher divine prosperity that you have allowed to flow into the earth, and they will be able to tap into that energy and source and be able to utilize that power to sustain themselves and to rise higher above those things. So we said, thank you, God, for just for life today. We are coming in open-hearted gratitude, knowing that you are the source of everything that we need, want, and desire. So we say thank you, God. We are so grateful. We are so grateful, and so it is. Well, beloved ones, another wonderful day, and we got a real hot topic today. So let's get started. God is the true power in the universe. And like I said earlier, that's absolutely the truth, beloved ones. I know many of you have been that grew up in a traditional religion, and your teachings have been quite different to that understanding. Most of you were taught that there were two forces in the universe that is controlling your life. Well, beloved ones, I'm here to tell you that that's absolutely not true. That absolutely is not true. If you've been bought into that, as a great saying, that you've been hoodwinked, you've been bamboozled, and you've been led astray. That is so far from the truth, okay? Most of you taught that there were God, then there were Satan or the devil, whatever term you want to use for that evil force, okay? I'm here to tell you, beloved one, that is one of the biggest falsehoods that has ever been told to people in the religious world. There is no entity that is called by that name. That is a falsehood. That's a fake. And do not buy into that information. It is misleading. It is misleading, and it is fake as a $3 bill. Okay? Now, let's just talk about why it is. It's foolishness that was put into religion for the ability to control you. It's all about control. Beloved one, unfortunately, in a lot of religions that you people would not even exist in the living if they couldn't have that evil force that they have to use to try to control you with, okay? Or tell you that you could be under the spell of. That is so far from the truth, beloved one. And it's terrible that you've been taught that, and that you bought into that even more. These religions who taught you to believe that you, they wanted you to believe that because they wanted you to believe that this religious organization or religious structure are the one who could protect you from this evil force. So they had to create something to make you want to be more dependent and more controlling by these organizations, okay? So they taught you to believe that there was an evil force that was going to control you, and that the churches and the organizations could protect you from that. And that way you would be more obedient to the leaders of those religions. That's how it got put into religion. Okay. Back, if you can go back to the old Bible, you don't even hardly hear of that terminology, the devil and the Satan. That's crapola, guys. Okay, but it's all about control. And I know for some of you, that's very hard. Some of you may have already tuned me out and said, oh, man, this guy is crazy. He don't know what he's talking about. But I'm telling you the absolute truth. That is not a thing that you need to buy into and to allow it to be part of your thinking processes anymore. Because it is not. It's just a tool to use to control you. I'm telling you right now, beloved one, evil force that are going to control your life or put you in a place called hell. There is no hell other than the hell that is in your conscience, in your own mind that you live, in situations that you go through, the conditions you put yourself in. There is no physical place called hell. There is no devil. And so you do not have to concern yourself about that, okay? That is so far from the truth. And I know for some of you, this is going to be hard to accept and hard to bring into your consciousness because you've been taught this all of your life. And I know it's going to be hard for a lot of you to even acknowledge this and have an understanding of what I'm saying to you. But I'm just telling you the truth as is being told to me by Spirit. Okay, that's why I said there's only one God, one universal power. Let's just talk for a minute about that universal God force that is in charge, because there's only one power. There is no other power. Okay, the God who, and let's think about this, beloved one, the God who created the entire universe and made you an extension of himself or herself or whatever. I like to say the God made you an extension. What type of creator God would want to destroy itself? So, okay, if you're here and you are an extension of God, and God is going to create, since he created everything in the universe, that means he would have to create this entity that we say is whatever you want to call it. So this entity is here to test you and to destroy you and to take you down. What creator would create something that's going to destroy itself? Think about it, loved ones. That's ludicrous, you know, to think that a God would create something that would destroy itself. Okay, so that is, you know, that is not true. I am not here to tell you, beloved ones, that there is not evil in the land and evil on the planet, because it is. You see, the truth about it is that humankind have a lower and higher nature, and you were given free will. So in your free will, you have the right to choose to live in your lower nature, or you have a right to live in your higher nature. It is your choice. And based on what you choose is based on what you are allowing to create. And what we're seeing, the why things seem to be so much chaos going on, and so much in it, and so much, as we may think, bad or energy things going on, because mankind is living in its lower nature. You see, but that's the choice that you have made as an individual. And collectively, we see the chaos going on because there are more negative people on the planet than there are positive people. There's more negative energy taking place. But we know that each one of us who have the ability and understanding to be